And this is a dictation from Muhammad Amir, Muhammad Amir, date of birth 9/18/86, date of service is 12/14/2022, date of accident is 4/1/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, he was involved in an automobile accident where he was a restaurant driver, leading to a T-bone accident on passenger side with mild headaches and pain in the neck and mid-back, lower back, right elbow and right thumb, and some pain in the feet with radiation of pain to both buttocks and legs posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. The patient was initially seen at the hospital and he has been now coming over here. He did not have any physical therapy in between. And only he started, first visit was on 11/16/2022. Since the pains had not gone away and since he had a radiation. On 12/7/2022, he was provided a injection to the lumbar epidural and a report that all his pain is completely gone from the lower back, including all the numbness, 100% recovery. The patient has positive MRIs with a herniated disc at L5 S1. There is a disc herniation, L4, L5, there is a disc herniation, as well as at L3 and L4, there is a disc herniation. And according to him, all the pains are gone. He also is found to have a herniated disc at T2 and T3. And then in the cervical region, there is a herniated disc at C2, C3, 4, C5, 6, and a bulging disc at C4, 5, C6, 7. The patient reports that his pain is in the neck, completely gone, no pain at all in the neck and the upper back. And he also has no weakness of the arms or radiation of the pain anywhere. And so at this time, no other treatment is recommended other than physical therapy and home stretching and home exercise. He does report he's feeling much more better. And although his sleep is good now and pain is not there, mood is very good. He's now planning to go back to work. And he has no loss of balance, no headaches or symptoms of TBI are reported. Pain level is between 6 and 7. ADLs are affected 6. The mainly work is affected 7, while mood, walking ability, and relationship with people are affected 6. Sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7. And 30 to 50% improvement is reported by the patient. In the system review, patient report that he has a buzzing in the left ear and some headaches, mild, but no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, seizures, or confusion, disorientation, or loss of balance, loss of memory are reported at all. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has neck stiffness, lower back pain, mid-back pain, neck pain. And in the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports significant improvement in the pain and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Patient is fully compliant to the compliance history. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 136 over 84, pulse is 96, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is as before, that is dated 11/16/2022. Dictation number is 1201-077 and 1204-001. Kindly use the musculoskeletal exam as well as the musculoskeletal exam and the extremities examination and general review only. the diagnosis remains good. The same plan is that the patient is showing a sign of recovery with no radiation. I believe he can continue his physical therapy 3 times per week. He may have a right sacroiliac joint inflammation, but patient is not interested in any injection treatment right now. He is released to the light duty job where he can work part time at 8 hours, 6 days with 10 pound restriction for weightlifting and other people rest. And transportation housework has been also been added. I think he'll be discharged if he pays and are not coming back. He was ordered a splint for the right thumb from his therapist who has not provided it yet. And that'll be the end of dictation. His shoulder injections and knee injections are on hold since they've already improved. It'll be seen in 1 month time.